Lili Nishmas, my grandfather's yahrzeit is tonight, Yutes Tishrei, Moshe Chai ben Yedidya. Incredible question was brought to the Satmar Rebbe. And they asked him, Satmar Rebbe Zechusa Aleinu, whether or not a person should say Shalom Aleichem, and if you do say Shalom Aleichem, what do you say first on Shabbos Chol Moed? Do you say Ushpizin or Shalom Aleichem? Before we get to the Satmar Rebbe's answer, we show you this beautiful Shemi Shmuel. I believe it's the first piece in Shemi Shmuel. And he says at the end of the day, you know what? Sukkah is Gematria 91. Sukkah is Gematria 91. You know what else is Gematria 91? Shem Hashem plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Shem Shmuel, you know, you don't really have to say Shalom Aleichem. Because when it comes down to when a person enters into the Sukkah, you enter into the entrance, you don't need the Malachim. The whole point of the Malachim are there to be able to help you to enter into Shabbos, to be able to bring a bracha for Shabbos. But the Sukkah is on a higher level. You don't need the Malachim, says the Shem Shmuel. According to Shem Shmuel, you don't say Shalom Aleichem. Even according to the Avnei Nezer, brought down a pilazar, like the Leil Shimram, you don't even say Kriya Shema Lamita, or you just say the first paragraph. Avnei Nezer says you follow your Halacha L'maisa. What does Satmar Rebbe say? Someone came to the Satmar Rebbe and said, Tad v'sheinu tadya koidim. You know what you should do? Shalom Aleichem is for sure, and you should say Shalom Aleichem first, and then you should say Ushpizin. Satmar Rebbe said, no. He said, when it comes to Tad v'sheinu tadya, that doesn't apply here. Something that's more frequent, less frequent, and the frequent one's that? Because every Shabbos is different malachim that escort you home, according to Gemara and Shabbos. Every Shabbos, different malachim, those are different malachim. It goes according to your hachana throughout the week, goes according to your preparation for Shabbos of that week. So Tal V'Shein Notal doesn't imply. And the Satmar Rebbe says, you know what? Even then, Ushpizin goes before Shalom Aleichem. And everyone has their own minute whether you say Shalom Aleichem, but Ushpizin should go first. Why? Says the Satmar Rebbe, and this is an incredible lesson. Satmar Rebbe says, who's on the greater level, the Malachim or the Avos HaGadoshim or Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David? Of course, the Ushpizin are on level because Malachim have no Yitzhahara. They don't have any tests or tribulations or challenges. When it comes down to Satmar Rebbe, when it comes to the Kedoshim, when it comes to our Ushpizin, they're on a higher level than Malachim. So comes this Yontif, comes the Yontif of Sukkos. We go out of our Sukkos. We don't say we have to be fasting. The midst of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we take the physical. And to be able to make it spiritual and to see there's ruchnius everywhere. That's what it's all about. Whether you say Shalom Aleichem or not, the Ushpizin goes first according to Satmar Rebbe. Be able to realize that the Malachim were able to be able to control the Ushpizin were able to control their Yitzhahara. B'chol levavcha, b'shnei Yitzrecha. Right, the Gemara Bracha says, what does it mean b'chol levavcha, to serve Hashem with both your hearts? With both your Yitzhahara and Yitzhahara. Malachim don't have a Yitzhahara. Comes the Shabbos Chol Moed. The Menhagim, and that's just not Menhagim. Menhagim are deeply rooted in Kedoshim, in great things. And Shmizochav as Hashem to connect to the Kedusha of the Ushpizid, to connect to the Kedusha of the Sukkah, the Shemesh Muzad Yudke Vavke, and Aleph Da'anun Yud. Three of the Shechinahs all around us. Good Moed, good Shabbos.